Marvin Gaye wasn't the only artist to put his notes on the world into song form in 1971. There were people across the music industry pushing themselves creatively that year.
Whereas I wouldn't wish an evening's 1971 television on my worst enemy, an evening of 1971 music of all kinds tends to slip down perfectly easily with people who are 24 nowadays, as well as people who are in their 60s or their 70s.
That's David Hepworth. He's a music journalist from the UK, if you hadn't guessed. And he's also author of the book Never a Dull Moment, 1971, the year that rock exploded. Motown wasn't exploding in 1971, but as Hepworth explains, it was going through changes.
Because I think the main focus for Motown in 1971 was the enormous success of the Jackson 5 and Diana Ross as a solo artist.
Diana, starring Diana Ross.
And then Marvin Gaye was rather on the back burner in those times, and the success of What's Going On was just one of those bizarre accidents that occur from time to time in the music business.
Let's take the bigger picture now. There were so many major albums released in 71. Can you run us through a few of your favorites?
Well, it's the obvious, it's Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, Led Zeppelin, Four, David Bowie's Hunky Dory, Carole King's Tapestry, Sly and the Family Stone, There's a Riot Going On. All kinds of records there. James Taylor, Mudslide Slim, Joni Mitchell's Blue. I think the thing that fascinates me about it is that those records from that year are still played nowadays by people who weren't around at the time. Because there was something about the way records were made in 1971, and what I think is they had just enough time and not too much. They had just enough money and not too much. They had just enough freedom and not too much. And also, the thing that we do not realize, we think the world of music nowadays moves far more quickly than it moved back then. Not true. It moves far more slowly nowadays than it moved then. So when people wanted to do things in 1971, they just did them. And they did them very, very quickly. And they got out there very, very quickly. And they got response very, very quickly in a way that simply doesn't occur anymore.
Marvin Gaye's sound with What's Going On spoke to a lot of political outrage of the day, that certainly that people were feeling in Detroit, Michigan. And yet there was so much going on in the rest of the country and the rest of the world. Can you think of other bands that had watershed records that year that had these overtly political overtones?
Not so much overtly political overtones. I suppose the thing that still fascinates me is that if you look at Christmas 1971, the top-selling album in the whole of the United States was at number one for, I think, about a month. Was Sly and the Family Stone's There's a Riot Going On, which is an absolutely extraordinary record in all kinds of ways. You listen to it nowadays, it sounds really advanced. And that was in the mainstream in 1971. And so everything was heard by everybody. And that's a really important point, So What's Going On would be played on the radio alongside, the Carpenters and Carole King and the Rolling Stones and Brown Sugar and all that kind of thing. It would all part of one kind of mix. And that's a thing that I think we find it very hard to get our heads around nowadays.
More with David Hepworth on the backdrop for What's Going On and other earth-shaking records released in 1971 after a quick break. Stay with us. This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We're reflecting this hour on the legacy of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. Today's the 50th anniversary of the album's release. Let's pick back up with music journalist and author David Hepworth. Some people feel that all of American music is essentially black music. And in terms of black artistry, 1971 feels like the edge of a lot of important things. I mean, as you mentioned, Stevie Wonder was about to unleash everything that he was capable of out from under Berry Gordy's control. Funkadelic put out Maggot Brain that year. Bill Withers made his debut with Just As I Am. James Brown and Curtis Mayfield's music were about to go through a big change. do you think that Marvin Gaye did something for the larger ecosystem by putting this record out and showing that it could be done?
Well, I think he wasn't the only one. I mean, the one you haven't mentioned, which I think was Rolling Stone's record of the year, 1971, was, which nobody talks about anymore, is Al Green Gets Next to You. You know, Al Green was very much at the peak of his powers in 1971. I think what you traditionally had was that African-American artists, now I'm looking at this from a British point of view as well, they were celebrated for 7-inch 45s. They were celebrated for short tunes and fantastic dance music and ballads and so forth. What started to change in 1971 is these artists thinking, no, I can do something over 35 minutes. All musical artists like doing things over 35 minutes because they think it represents a kind of a level of respect that the 7-inch 45 doesn't deliver for them. And what was happening in 1971 was that, you know, music was a bit of a greenfield site. You know, this was a relatively new medium. The idea that you would let young artists go and do what they wanted, because if you were the record company, you didn't know what the market wanted. They appeared to know what the market wanted. And they tried things. And a huge number of the things that they tried in 1971, nobody had ever tried before. You know, you hadn't heard a record like What's Going On before. Nowadays, you can hear loads of records that have shades of What's Going On about them. Back then, you hadn't heard anything like that before. Similarly, you hadn't heard anything like Carole King's Tapestry before or Joni Mitchell's Blue. These were new things. And the nearest analogy I can provide to that moment is if you look at what's going on nowadays or what's been going on the last 5 or 10 years with streaming television, long-form television, where suddenly television is embracing a very different way of telling stories. A similar thing was happening with the long-playing record in the early 70s. And strangely enough, you could be commercially rewarded for doing something that's quite radical, as was the case with Marvin Gaye. But nobody envisaged it because What's Going On, it was done as a single. Berry Gordy didn't want to put it out. It was only when it was at number one, he thought, we need an album. And then the album was lashed together really, really quickly.
David Hepworth is a music journalist and author of 1971, Never a Dull Moment. David, it's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.